Now the in-depth on KSL, continuing our coverage. Maine, the second state to ban former President Trump from the ballot, citing the 14th Amendment. And joining us live, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis. Greg, help me out. When Colorado banned Trump from the ballot, it was a state Supreme Court decision. That's not the case this time in Maine. So what's going on here?
Yeah, so Jeff, in Maine, it was the Secretary of State that made the decision. And as we know, in our country, the Constitution allows that states can take care of what we call the time, place, and manner of elections, even federal elections. And ultimately, that decision is made by the Secretary of State. In Utah, that's the Lieutenant Governor. It's the same position, it's the same name. That defines the same position. And in Colorado, that court said they ordered their Secretary of State to not put Trump on the ballot. In Maine, the Secretary of State simply took that initiative on herself and said, no, he's not going to be on the ballot in our state. The result is the same. It just took a little bit different path.
So does this next go to the Maine Supreme Court, or is that not necessarily the case?
No, that's exactly where it goes. You're exactly right. So in Maine, they're going to take it to the Maine Supreme Court. In Colorado, it's already been to the Supreme Court, so they're going to take it up to the federal court level, probably the United States Supreme Court, but it may go through the Tenth Circuit first because that's the next likely step. So, yeah, Maine is a step behind Colorado, so to speak, because Colorado's court has already weighed in on the issue.
So what's next here? We can expect this is eventually going to be repealed and probably end up before the U.S. Supreme Court?
Yeah, I think we're getting different rulings from different states. I think Michigan and Minnesota have said, no, he can be on the ballot. Maine and Colorado are saying not. And we can't have that in our country where different states are making different decisions on the exact same issue. So, yes. Ultimately, the United States Supreme Court is going to weigh in on that. And, Jeff, they're going to have to do that fairly quickly because, as we know, Super Tuesday, some of these primaries is coming up as early as March. So a lot of these states are going to have to get that resolved here well before the November election because it's the whether or not he'll be on the ballot for the primary that's being contested right now.
You know, I'm just looking it up. You're more about the legal issues involved. But politically speaking, Maine has voted for Democrats in the last six presidential elections. So in the end, this might not matter that much in a general election to former President Trump.
You're right. Maine may not. Colorado probably will because there are more electorates and Colorado's a little bit more of a purple state. But yeah, I mean, but any state that takes this issue on is certainly going to hurt certainly going to hurt Trump if he's ultimately the candidate.
Thanks so much, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis. We appreciate it. Again, Maine has banned former President Trump from the primary ballot, citing the 14th Amendment.